Trump has chosen Big Pharma's Susie Wiles for chief of staff, and she appears to be Trump's handler.
In charge of Trump's campaign and his PAC, arguably his closest advisor, when I asked my friends who are close to Trump, they said, you don't get a meeting without Trump unless she's in the room. You don't get a phone call unless she's in the room. She's omnipresent.
Elon Musk has been exposed by several reporters to be a fraud and a government frontman. Nobody has ever debunked this. And now we are told that he will be fixing the government.
I mean, my top recommendation, honestly, would be just to have a carbon tax.
That seems so reasonable.
Yeah, I agree. There's just one thing that will matter. Put a price on carbon.
That would be the best option.
For sure.
That seems like it'd be such a good idea.
So far, the cabinet picks are painting a clear picture of where this is all heading. For UN Ambassador Elise Stefanik, who has received $917,000 from the Israel lobby.
Today, this means crushing anti-Semitism at home and supplying the state of Israel with what it needs, when it needs it, without conditions to achieve total victory in the face of evil.
For Secretary of State, Senator Marco Rubio, who has received $1 million from the Israel lobby.
Senator Rubio, will you call for ceasefire in Gaza?
No, I will not. On the contrary.
Senator Rubio,
please. Are you filming it? I want you guys to get this. I want them to destroy every element of Hamas they can get their hands on. These people are vicious animals who did horrifying crimes. And I hope you guys post that.
And what about the civilians that are being killed every day?
Hamas should stop hiding behind civilians, putting civilians in the way. Hamas knew that this was going to lead to this. Hamas should stop building their military installations underneath hospitals.
So you don't care that 15,000 have died? You don't care about the babies that are being killed every day?
I think it's horrifying. I think it's terrible. And I think Hamas is 100% to blame. That's what I think. Make sure you post that, please.
For the EPA, Lee Zeldin, who has received $916,000 from the Israel lobby.
You should not be coddling the largest state sponsor of terrorism, who calls the United States the great Satan. They call Israel the little Satan. They chant death to America. They develop intercontinental ballistic missiles, ICBMs. Intercontinental, that's not meant for Israel, that's meant for us.
For National Security Advisor, Representative Mike Waltz, who has received $235,000 from the Israel lobby.
I think at this point, the only thing that is going to stop the Supreme Leader from his nuclear obsession is a very credible use and threat of military force.
For the Secretary of Homeland Security, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, who serves to ensure the security of God's chosen people and who signed a bill to conflate criticism of Israel with anti-Semitism. For the U.S. ambassador to Israel, former Governor Mike Huckabee, who says Palestinians don't exist.
What happens next? It's about the end times. And quite frankly, some of us think we may just be living in them. So, Max Lucado, so good to see you. Thanks for joining us and welcome as we talk about the end of the world.
Well, Governor, I wouldn't be anywhere else. I'm supremely honored to have these moments with you. And yes, I do believe we're not just in the end times. We're in the end of the end times. It's moving fast.
For the CIA, John Ratcliffe.
What Israel has done is essentially employ the Trump doctrine, a pressure, maximum pressure campaign, understanding that the only way to deter terrorists like Iran and their proxies is to put your foot on their throat. And Israel has done that. We should be assisting Israel in doing so.
For Secretary of Defense, Fox News personality Pete Hegseth.
Anyone that wants to take the stage and talk about dual loyalty is dead wrong. What this organization represents, what Western civilization represents today, is an understanding that Zionism and Americanism are the front lines of Western civilization and freedom in our world today.
For the Senate Majority Leader, John Thune, who has received $460,000 from the Israel lobby.
Not responding is not an option either. I mean, you have the animating force behind the evil in that region is Iran.
And for U.S. President Donald Trump, who received $100 million from Zionist Miriam Adelson.
Iran is not there for us. They want to kill us. and the Palestinians are taught to kill us at 2 years old.
The Palestinians want to come and get you. I mean, it's just absurd, the things that Giuliani said at that rally at Madison Square Garden. But it manifests an ideology which Donald Trump embraces, that the Palestinians should be destroyed and the United States should pay for their destruction.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.